How do you answer the critics who simply say what we are seeing are insects? And if they are insects, what insects would have those little fins like that? But let's get into that a little bit later. What do you say to them?
Well, you know, when I like I said, when I first started filming these things, I thought they were insects or birds close to the camera. But before I even released any information, I wanted to make sure to myself that I was going to make a fool out of myself, first of all. And then, you know, come up with something that was just going to be easily explained that, well, you know, Jose, it's just an artifact of CCD technology. It's a camera artifact. It's insects. So what I had to do is I had, you know, first, like I said, I had to make sure. We started filming using the auto setting on a camera. I mean, you know, when a person takes a video camera out there and films a wedding or something, they don't want to deal with having to set it, you know, in a different shutter setting or that kind of deal. You just hit auto record and just go for it, man. Just film a wedding. But if you want to film like a sports event, you want to film it with clarity. If a guy throws a baseball, for example, at 80 miles an hour, and you film it with auto or a normal setting, low shutter setting, which is below 1/2000 shutter setting on a camera, you're going to catch a ball that's going to be elongated, much like a rod object.
Mm-hmm.
But if you film using the highest shutter setting when you capture a ball at 80 miles an hour and you go frame by frame, you're going to see the ball, okay?
Right.
And so that's what we had to do. We had to make sure, and when I say we, it was me and James Peters early on back in 97. We said, look, if we're going to put this data together and release to the public to where we are, in fact, capturing an anomalous object, we have to verify it and eliminate all the possibilities of what they could be. And that's what we did. And when we started shooting at these high shutter settings, we were catching insects, we were catching birds, we were catching other things, and rods, you know, at the high shutter settings. So we have a lot of people out there that want to debunk and you know, just explain it away as a simple anomaly. And, yeah, you go out and film an insect or a bird at a low shutter setting, you're going to catch an elongated object because you're not catching true video. But what they're doing is they're shooting low shutter setting. They're not using my sky fishing protocol of the high shutter setting because they know you're going to get what you see is what you get. So what they're doing is they're saying, all right, we're shooting this these insects at the high shutter setting, and that's all it is. It's insects, but they look like rods, but they're not telling you the truth. If it was shot at the high shutter setting, you would be able to tell it was an insect.
You were on the television show called Proof Positive. They were doing some scientific analysis of rods. You were on the show, and they concluded that these were misfilmed insects.
Exactly. You know what they did to me is they said, okay, Jose, we're going to give you a fair shake. We're going to investigate your phenomenon, all of it. We're going to check everything out that you have, all the good evidence, and we're going to come to a conclusion and just, you know, do a show.
Just lay it out there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I was excited because here they were going to finally release all the stuff that I have because I have evidence that just knocked your socks off. Here I get on the show. I gave them the NASA footage. I mean, we've got the stuff coming in from space, shot by NASA's, you know, shuttle cameras using infrared and ultraviolet film.
Well, they must be huge then.
Huge, and they're fast. I mean, in space. And you can see the undulatory wave fin on these things in space, and there's multitudes of them coming into Earth. Then we have the underwater footage taken by National Geographic documenters where these things are entering the water, leaving bubble trails. And they're distinctly rods, man. I mean, they're coming into the ocean. We've got footage of one coming out of the ocean that looks like a Polaris missile. And, you know, they leave the wake of the water as it comes out. But Proof Positive did not do that. All they did is they said, well, we've come to the conclusion. We've investigated fully. They didn't. They did not investigate it fully. They didn't show the stuff that would have caused them to have to put a question mark on the whole deal. So they came to the conclusion, well, we say it's misfilmed insects, but they did not do their scientific study. And, you know, that's shows like that that are doing their own spin on phenomenon, and it just clouds the issue.